Our thoughts today is kind of going to tie in with what Brother Chavis's lesson was about today. Turn in your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, instructing these believers. Many of them are new believers. They're in a city of a lot of idolatry. And this is a great chapter in the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 10. For we must all, we believers, it's believers he's talking to, the we, the saved, in other words. For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Another name is the beam of judgment. All of you saved, you're going to be at this judgment. Can't get out of it if you're saved. That everyone, what did he say? Everyone, if you're a believer, may receive the things done in his body according to that he have done, whether it be good or bad. This is the judgment for all believers. Won't be any unbelievers at this judgment. Just saved. But we're all going to be examined by the judge himself, who is the righteous judge, who knows everything about all of us. And it's going to be determined, what have you did for Jesus since he saved you? What have you done? It won't determine if you get to go into heaven. No, you're already been saved. But we're going to be talking about rewards this morning. I want to challenge your hearts. Some believers will get rewards. That's the topic of our message. Let me say it again. Listen carefully. Some believers will get rewards. Why not all believers? Because some are not doing anything. And the Lord knows the difference. So this is what our message is about today. The Bible tells us a number of times that believers can earn rewards. Listen carefully what I'm saying to you. You can earn reward, but it's like our giving in the lesson this morning. You don't give to get. Amen. You serve the Lord out of the joy of your heart for saving you, and that it's something you're thrilled to do because he forgave you of all your sins. And so we serve the Lord, and because of our faithful service, he's going to reward us one day. And I've said many times, in this life here, he blesses us now. But at the judgment, he's going to reward those that have been faithful to serve the Lord. I'm afraid a lot of Christian people don't understand this. The Bible says a lot of Christians are going to be ashamed when they stand at this judgment. They're going to be ashamed because they didn't serve the Lord. They're carnal, worldly, not faithful. And being a Christian is a serious thing, church. Naming the name of Christ is a serious thing. We're to be following him, longing to please him. Do you want to please the Lord? Well, you got to more than just want to please him. You got to do the things that do please him. Amen? Well, won't being in heaven with God be enough of a reward? How many times I heard somebody say, I just hope I can get in. That's all they want, brother. I just hope I get in. Saved by the skin, amen. Seeing Jesus and his glory and the joys of heaven is not hard to understand. So while there would be rewards, well, as I've already kindly indicated, the Lord is going to reward us for serving him after he saves us here. He gives us salvation. It's a free gift. He gives us eternal life. We're going to live forever. Think about that. He gives us the Holy Spirit to enable us to serve him. Amen? Since our faith rests in Christ's righteousness instead of our own, how can our works merit a reward? And in Romans 3:26, Paul wrote, even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Well, God's delight is to reward those faithful believers in Jesus Christ. It's his delight to give us more rewards. So, if you know anything about the military, and I'll use that as an example, in the military, you got people with different ranks. You go in as a PFC, that means you're nothing. But then you can go right on up. In fact, you could, if you were so blessed, you could wind up being a 5-star general. And that's the way it's going to be when we get to heaven. Some believers won't have any rewards, and others, you'll have to have a wheelbar to tote all their rewards around. Amen. Why? Because they love the Lord and they serve the Lord. They live for the Lord. Are you living for the Lord? I want us to think about that. Are you living for the Lord? The judgment seat of Christ, or the Bema judgment, is the place of rewards. And we'll all that are saved will appear there right after the rapture. That's when we'll go to the judgment. When the rapture of the church takes place, all the believers that has passed on since Pentecost will all be brought to this judgment seat of Christ. He's going to examine all of us. He's got a record of how you've been living, what you've been doing. So the question is, how faithfully are you serving the Lord today? The scripture says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. You know what? We won't be joking when we get there. It's going to be serious. That everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. In other words, we can lose rewards because unconfessed sin, unfaithfulness. You see, the Lord has not just saved us and turned us loose Seems like a lot of Christians today have got the attitude, you know, I can do what I want to now. I'm saved now. No, now that you're saved, you don't belong to yourself anymore. Amen. You belong to the Lord now. You know, He's not just our Savior, folks. Christ is our Lord. He's given us this book to live by, to get the best life in this life, living by this book. And our Sunday school lesson even told us how to use the things God gives to us for God's glory and our own good, our own blessings. The rewards will be to show the reality of our sonship when we get to heaven. You see, everybody that makes it to heaven is a son or daughter of God. Do you know of a higher position in this world than that? The president don't necessarily have that position. But we're sons and daughters of God by faith, because we accepted Christ as our Savior. Galatians 4:7 says, "Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Jesus Christ." So we're sons and daughters of God. And as sons and daughters of God, we want to make our Father in heaven be pleased, don't we? I don't know how it was at your house when you were raised up. I always wanted to please my mama and my daddy. My daddy sent me out to the field to plow or whatever it was. I wanted to see that smile on his face with the chewing tobacco juice coming out of his mouth. Amen? I like to see that smile, pleased. Folks, we ought to want to be pleasing our Heavenly Father. That should be on our mind all the time, pleasing our Heavenly Father. We're His son. We're His daughter. And He's looking at us all the time. He don't ever take His eye off of you. It's amazing, isn't it? Rewards will show the justice of God when we stand there that day. God is a just God. "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love." Think about that verse in Hebrews 6:10. You ought to mark that in your Bible. Let me read that again. "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed towards His name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister, visiting the sick." Do you visit the sick, the hospitals, the rest homes? Do you do other things for the Lord and not for yourself? The Lord knows what you're doing, church. The Lord knows what I'm doing. Amen. You see, we're here representing Him. We're telling the world what kind of God our God is by the way we live. Amen? Think about these visits to the rest homes and the hospital. God's keeping a record of it. Think about how faithful you've been to His church and helping to get out the gospel. We talked about that in Sunday school yesterday. Are you concerned for lost people? I bet 70% of what money comes in this church goes to missions in some form. The other 30% just takes care of the other things that we have to have a building. It's amazing, folks. God knows all about our sacrificing and our love for His Word. Are you sacrificing? What are you doing without in order to serve the Lord? Sometimes we have to experience hardships to serve the Lord. I think about those disciples, those early disciples, what they went through and their families went through. And every one of them died a horrible death, except for John. And boy, he had a rough life. And look how easy we got it today. Of course, I don't want it no rougher. Amen? But think about how people have suffered for Jesus. And we can't sacrifice a little bit? We can't get our priorities in order to honor God better? God's going to reward us for what we do. He's not going to give us anything for what we didn't do. If you get anything, you earned it. He's not going to do like I learned this when I went to college over at Pembroke. I didn't know there was such a thing. I found out they're going to grade you on the curve. I thought a curve was when I wound up and bowed that ball and you curved it, you know. No, they had a grading curve system. I think I must have fell off when it went down, amen. God's not going to grade on the curve system. It's what you did. If you did it, you get a reward. If you didn't, you won't get one. Why? Because He's a just God. He's a just God. I think the greatest reward we gonna ever receive is to hear the Lord say, "Well done." Now that's the one I want to hear. When the Lord says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." I don't think anything can cap that myself. But there is going to be other things. There's going to be crowns. We see in Revelation chapter 4 and 5, the 24 elders with crowns that they're going to cast at His feet. That's talking about that future event that we have yet to experience. In heaven, we're going to dwell with Him. We're going to live in heaven for a short period of time. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me, Jesus said. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. Think about how personal that is. Jesus Christ has gone back to heaven to prepare a place for each of us. What was already there was not good enough, brother. Amen? And I think what He's prepared is that new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. I believe that's what it is. That dazzling city, so spectacular. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Folks, it's going to be something when we get there, ain't it? Did you know there's not, once we get by this judgment, There's going to be some weeping here. Now, there's going to be some, it's going to be a little bit of, you know, it's going to be real serious here. But once we get by this, then the next event, the marriage of the Lamb. We become the bride of Christ. After that, we have the marriage supper. Man, well, don't we like to eat as Baptists? Amen. Hey, and then after that, we're going to come back. He's going to take over all the kingdoms of this world and set up his own kingdom. We're going to rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. And then eventually, this world will be burnt up, consumed. And a new heaven and a new earth and eternity. No devil, no sin, no heartaches, no hip replacements. Amen. Praise the Lord. Think of living with the eternal Lord God Almighty forever, folks. And it's given to you. And you mean to tell me you can't sacrifice for the Lord and you can't live for the Lord and you can't be the person God wants you to be when he's going to let you stay with him forever? When he could have let you went to hell. Forever. Our rewards in heaven depend on the goodness and the power of God. Though Christ is resurrection and glory, we gain an inheritance in heaven. On earth, our faith is tested and results in praise and glory and honor when Christ is revealed. We've been left on this earth to be tested. You're being tested. I'm being tested. You remember in the book of Job, I spoke about it a little bit the other day. Job was the best witness God had in all the world. And God let Job be tested like, I don't know anybody else been tested like that or not. But God was proving to the devil how faithful Job would be no matter what happened to him. And Job refused to curse God. Satan said he would. Satan said, when I get through with him, he'll curse God. He didn't. He didn't. You know what Job said? He said, if God slays me, I'll still trust him. If God slays me, I'm going to still trust him. That's how determined we got to be as Christian men and women. And you'll get a reward. That no matter what happens to you in this life, you just be faithful to the Lord. From time to time, I hear about Christian people. And then they get out of church and they say it didn't work. Hey, they were just trying to use God. You can't use God, folks. You have to repent of your sin, of your selfishness, of your pride, of your greed, of all of your sin. And throw yourself on the mercies of God. Let him change your life. And then you'll discover the reality of God. And you'll have a heart that wants to love him and serve him. I think one of the problems with too many church folks today is they don't see how serious their sin problem is. They under the delusion that they're a good person and God loves me. Well, both of them is true. They might be a good moral person, but not in the sight of God is no man good. In 1 Peter 1, 7 through 9, through the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So no matter what you have to go through in this life, we're to keep trusting the Lord. We're to keep serving the Lord. Because the Lord's in control. And I know. It's hard. It can get real hard. But we got to trust the Lord because he's trustworthy, folks. He's really trustworthy. The thing we do in this life are only permanent in that we can, our works can follow us to heaven. What we do for the Lord will follow us to heaven because the Lord's a keeping a record of all of our works. So we've been saved by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. It's all free. But now God has given us an opportunity to serve him, and how we serve him will determine if we get these rewards that he wants to give to those that faithfully serve him. And so God leaves it up to each one of us as individuals how faithful we're going to be in serving him. Personally, I think, as I said a while ago, the greatest reward is to hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." The rewards we gain in heaven are not like the rewards that we earn in this world. I think yesterday was the first time I missed a Kentucky Derby in so many years. I can't even remember how far back, but I forgot about it. I didn't see it yesterday. But I know what happens when the horse wins the Kentucky Derby. They get this big wreath put around her neck. How long does that wreath last? He might get to wear it an hour, right? Something like that. Till they quit taking pictures, then they take it off of him, right? And that wreath's gone. Your rewards, if you get a reward, won't be like that. It's going to be eternal. Amen? They're not temporal rewards. They're everlasting. And they're going to bring honor and glory to the Lord. Our rewards will bring honor and glory to the Lord that we served. It will show our attitude towards the Lord, our faithfulness to the Lord, how committed we were to the Lord in this earthly life. We tend to think immaterial rewards in this world, mansions, jewels, silver or gold, but those things are just temporal. Hey, the gold in heaven is not going to be like the gold in this old sin-sick world, folks. In Psalms 16:11, "Thou wilt show me the path of life, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Think about in heaven, there's pleasure forevermore. People in this world are just so caught up with pleasure. They work all week looking for Friday because we're going to go yonder on the weekend. We're going to go there. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And many of them are omitting the most needed thing, church. Church, the most needed thing. And they're living for pleasure. Pleasure. We're to live for Christ, church. We're to live for Christ, not pleasure. It's not wrong to have pleasure in our life. I'm not saying that. But that's not to be number one. Number one is the Lord Jesus, our Savior. So at the right hand of God, but there's going to be pleasures forevermore. And I bet there won't be any repetitions. Amen. There'll be a new one all along. New pleasures. New enjoyments. I'm going to close by telling you a few of the rewards that's going to be available. This probably is not the complete list, but these are some that the Bible does mention. It talks about a crown of righteousness for those believers that's living, looking for the Lord to come back. Are you looking for the Lord to come back every day? There's a reward for those Christians that's looking for the Lord, because if you're looking for the Lord, you're living right. Amen? If you're really looking for the Lord, you don't want him to come and find you doing something you shouldn't be doing, right? There's also an incorruptible crown, which is for those that discipline and control their bodies. There's going to be an incorruptible crown for those that control their bodies and keeps themselves for the glory of God. There's the crown of life for those who endure patiently trials. The crown of life for those that endure trials. The crown of glory for the preachers, pastors, evangelists, missionaries who are faithful in carrying out their responsibility as ministers of the Lord. They're going to get a crown of glory. There's another crown, the crown of rejoicing for soul winners, winning people to the Lord. That's going to be a precious crown. Are you concerned about the lost? Does it trouble you to see all the lost people walking about unconcerned? They have no concept that they're that close to hell. No concept about it. Why? What Johnny read a while ago in our scripture. Because they're blinded by Satan. They're blinded by Satan. They refuse to hear the gospel. Those that hear it many times refuse to obey it. And people are thinking nothing about their soul. Folks, if you die lost, you're going to be lost forever. Folks, 1 minute in hell is going to seem like forever, but it won't be forever. It'll just be 1 minute, because you're going to be there forever. Jesus told us of that rich man that died and went to torments, and in the flames, he was begging for one drop of water. That was 2,000 years ago. That man's been wanting one drop of water. And while I've been standing here, they've been steadily dropping into hell. While I've been standing here this morning, they just one right after the goal, going down into hell. And you know what? They're eternally doomed now. There's no second chance. That's why we got to get out the gospel. That's why we got to support mission work. Because we got to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Right now, our ministry can be heard in about 200 different countries right now from this little church through the internet. 200 countries by radio and TV. That's the power of God, wisdom of God, grace of God. And by supporting, reaching out with the gospel God's going to bless you. And you won't get all your blessing Him. It'll come at the judgment to determine your attitude, your sacrificing, your concern. Remember what I said? God's a just God. He's going to give you exactly what you earn. No more, no less. There's going to be a crown or rewards for those who win the race, the prize of eternal life. Rewards from Jesus for those who overcome, overcomers. I don't know all the rewards. I don't know all the crowns. These are just some that's mentioned in the scriptures that'll be given out at the judgment seat of Christ. But there'll be multitudes of people there. They probably won't get any reward at all. And many that could have got them will lose what they could have got. Church is serious. Being a Christian is serious. Being a child of God is serious. We're to be different from the world. We're not to look like the world, act like the world, or smell like the world. We're God's children. We're God's sons, daughters. There's been given a commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And where we're on a job or wherever we're at, we're to be spirit-controlled Christians. Amen? And Lord, speak to hearts today. Challenge hearts today. As we try to remind the people of God that what they're doing is not being overlooked, that you're going to take into account everything that's did for the cause of Jesus Christ. Help us all to evaluate our own situations. How faithfully am I serving the Lord? How committed am I to the Lord? Am I sacrificing for the Lord? Giving up my time, my talent, Am I sacrificing for the glory of God? Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. And that heart that needs Jesus Christ today, we pray for that soul. And we pray that we all might grow in grace and in the knowledge of our precious Savior, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. May the Lord speak to hearts this morning. Give you the opportunity to come to the altar this morning to pray. Give you the opportunity this morning to trust Christ as Savior if you've never been saved. Want someone to talk to you about the Lord? We can do that.